USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Henry Ford Health System study shows anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine helps lower the death rate of COVID-19 patients. The study analyzed just over 2,500 patients hospitalized among the six hospitals in Detroit between March 10th and May 2nd and found that 13% of those treated with hydroxychloroquine died, while 26 of those who did not receive the drug died. The study also points out that one of the keys to the drug working was being treated with it within the first 2 days of being admitted to the hospital. Today is day three in the new United States-Mexico-Canada trade deal, and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Fox News the deal is working out great for America.
This is good for the whole economy. This will bring jobs back to the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Palm Beach County Mayor David Koerner says it was an easy decision to close his beaches.
And then fold into that analysis the fact that Broward County and Miami-Dade County to our south both closed their beaches. We had real concerns about overcapacity issues and community spread.
The Florida mayor also thanking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for all the personal protective equipment they need for empowering each county to make its own decisions on protecting public health. There has been a call for Congress to find meaningful ways to reform policing, but so far both sides have failed to come to an agreement. Congressman Chip Roy, who is a freshman lawmaker from Texas and a Republican, believes eventually it will come from younger members on Capitol Hill.
There's a lot of energy and enthusiasm among first, second, third term members of the House to say, look, why are we letting all of the power that be in Washington just decide this stuff?
Roy also says there's not a lot of partisan bickering, despite what you see on TV. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As Arizona continues to be one of the hot spots for new COVID-19 cases and deaths, Vice President Mike Pence is assuring the governor there that the federal government will spare no expense in helping the state. Dr. Lisa Goldberg is a physician with the Tucson Medical Center. She tells Fox News COVID-19 is something that we all need to take seriously.
This is real. It's not going away anytime soon. And I would hate for any of you to see what we are seeing on a daily basis. So stay safe, please.
The state of California is working on new regulations for business warehouses, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
A California bill aims to change working conditions for warehouse workers who have come under increased scrutiny from major retailers that track their every move. The bill, AB 3056, aims to ensure that workers are not penalized for time spent on personal hygiene, such as hand washing or using the restroom. Many workers say automated monitoring systems warn management if they spend too much time off their task. The bill would apply to warehouse workers for Amazon, Walmart, Target, and other large retailers across California, which has the most warehouses of any state, according to the data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The bill would ensure that warehouse workers are paid overtime if they are compelled to work beyond their prescribed quota in a given day.
For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.